It's Veronica and Lewis on Triple J.
We also put a call out to anyone who was a describer, even described for a living, because it's such a visual medium what we're talking about, taking photos of Pluto. And we do have someone who does it for a living, Will from Adelaide. How are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, great. Tell us what your job is.
One of my many jobs is an audio describer, generally of theatre for the blind and vision impaired, for a company called Access to Arts in Adelaide.
Oh, amazing.
That's phenomenal.
And so have you got the photos in front of you?
I've been having a squeeze, yeah. They've got the bot sending them through on Twitter. Not the most detailed ones in the world, but I could have a crack at describing them for you if you'd like.
Yeah, go
Absolutely.
For it.
Absolutely.
What did we think? The New Horizons photos of Pluto reveal a planet with a mottled, arid-looking surface. When colour is added, the planet is a dusty brown, darker and more textured towards its south pole, and lighter and smoother at the equator and north pole. A bright, sandy-coloured anomaly dominates one of the planet's sides, shaped like a love heart, or if South America got a bit chubby. Below this area is a field of dark chocolate brown. On the opposite side to the heart is a large circular anomaly shaped like a bullseye, possibly an impact crater. And to its north is a dark ridge shaped like a crescent moon.
Well,
and that's about all the detail I could get so far.
Oh, are you kidding me? That was amazing.
That was some of the best describing I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, thanks,
Will.
Oh, my
goodness. No worries.
We're going to get you on to describe other pictures in the future. We're going to keep your number. That was amazing. Did that feel about on point to you, Alan?
Yeah, that was mesmerizing. It's just being constructed in front of me. That's awesome.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Will from Adelaide. And thank you, Alan Duffy.